Restore us, O God. Let your face shine, that we may be saved. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, open our ears that we may hear your word for us today. Open our minds so that we can ponder their significance in our lives. Open our eyes so that we may see the wonder and beauty of your creation all around us. But Father, most of all, open our hearts, dwell in them, and set them on fire so that we may live according to your word. This we ask in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It kind of seems this morning that the gospel reading is a bit misplaced. Considering what we've been reflecting on over the last three Sundays leading up to the first Sunday in Advent, the first Sunday of a new church calendar, a new church year. And we were reflecting on what we need to do to prepare for Christ's coming again. And as we looked through those 3 weeks and looked how we prepare, it almost seems that this gospel lesson from Mark's chapter 13 should have been one of the first ones that we read. It is, of course, the announcement by Jesus of his coming again, when the Lord will return. The entire chapter of Mark's Gospel, chapter 13, kind of lays all of that out. It presents the closing signs of the coming age, the signs when Christ will return. And it would seem a lot more fitting to have had that at the very beginning of that journey as we move through in preparing for, in looking at how to prepare for the coming again of Christ. It would have been nice to start with that. But here, we have it kind of at the end. We've come through these 3 weeks reading Matthew chapter 25 completely through and talking about how we prepare for when Christ returns. And now, finally, we hear this morning Christ talking about his return and specifically talking about when he will return. And so it kind of seems like we're flipping things back and forth, and maybe this should have been read at the end. But then considering that we are sitting here also at the first Sunday in Advent, now we've shifted from preparing for the second coming of the Lord. We are now, like most people across the nation, after Thanksgiving, we begin moving toward the celebration of our Lord's birth. Of course, Christmas is what everybody is anticipating and working toward as we start in Advent. And so we've shifted now to start to prepare for the birth of Jesus. That's what we reflect on during the season of Advent. And as we reflect on that, we end with this coming of Jesus again. So we're kind of in a wash here. We're finishing up the preaching on Jesus' second coming, and we're preparing to celebrate the day that he first came into the world. So what do these two things have to do? How do they fit together? What do they have to say to us in this first Sunday in Advent? Well, the answer to that, of course, comes from Jesus' own words at the conclusion of the gospel reading this morning. Stay awake. Stay awake. It is, of course, his admonition to us for his second coming. But it could so easily have been applied to the first arrival of Jesus upon the earth. Because in essence, that is what Isaiah calls the people of Israel to do. Isaiah announces in anticipation that a Savior will come to Israel,
that a Savior will be born,
and that Israel will see its salvation. But wait. Wait and see. For as today we don't know when Christ will return again, even then, as Isaiah announced the coming Savior, as he prophesied of the salvation of Israel, there was no timetable. There was no knowledge of when that would be. When would this salvation come? When would it arrive? It was not proclaimed. No one said the date or the time. Just that there was a sign. Isaiah announces the sign of a virgin bearing a son. No date, no time for the restoration of Israel. So it could have been said by Isaiah, but stay awake. The time will come. It will soon be here. Stay awake. Stay vigilant. Watch out for those signs, and you will know.
But did Israel
stay awake? Was it vigilant?
And did it know
when the promised restoration came into the world? Even though they had all the prophecy, even though they had the entire Word of God laid out for them, even though they held on to the promise, they did not wait diligently. And since they did not wait diligently, that day of the Lord came to them in total surprise. In fact, in most of Israel, it really was little known at the birth of Jesus. It was a non-event. Although in Luke's gospel, when we come to celebrate the birth of Jesus, we celebrate, of course, that the angels announced the glory of God from all the heavens to shepherds in the fields around Bethlehem. The star that shone in the night. Shouldn't these have been signs? Wouldn't they have known? Couldn't they have seen? Isaiah prophesied it. And in Bethlehem, a virgin gave birth. But for all intents and purposes, among the people of Israel, the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem is a non-event. No one acknowledges, or very few acknowledge it, with the exception of Mary and Joseph, a few shepherds, but who cares about shepherds anyway, and some foreigners. Nobody listens to foreigners either. Especially when it comes to prophecies of Israel. We look to the people who know, the all-knowledgeable people sitting in Jerusalem. And they didn't say anything. They didn't announce anything. And so, the birth of Jesus also comes to the people of Israel in a time they didn't know, in a time they hadn't expected, in a time when they were not awake with their faith. And in their faith, they were not ready to receive Jesus. And so when he came and announced among them, as he took on adulthood, they had little knowledge. And it caught most of them by surprise. Their salvation and restoration that they so looked forward to, that the psalmist begs for and announces, "Restore us, O Lord." Their restoration almost sneaks right by them. Well, today it can do the same to us. We have seen the salvation that God has sent into the world in Jesus. We know it. Most of you are preparing for it already. right along with all of the other commercial things that are happening right now. We have our tree. We're getting ready. We're all preparing for the day to celebrate his birth. We know then. We know now. But are we ready for that return? Or will we be caught just like Israel was caught on the day that Jesus came into the world? On the day that their restoration began? Will we be caught just like Israel? Or will we be awake? And will we be prepared? Will our faith be as strong then as it is when we celebrate the day of his birth on the 25th of December? Will our faith be ready to receive him? Because faith is the only way that we will see the signs. The only way that we will know that he is coming is by faith in him and faith in his promise that he will return. But be careful that it doesn't catch you unawares, as the salvation that first came to Israel caught them unawares and unprepared to receive the King of Kings and the Lord of the universe. Prepare for Christmas, for we know when it is. Prepare for the birth of the Savior, because we are fully knowledgeable of the signs that Isaiah gave. We look in hindsight, and we know, and we see, and we are aware, and we make preparations for that coming day of his birth. But also, remain vigilant in faith. Remain awake. Practice the things that we had talked about in the 3 weeks leading up to the beginning of Advent. Prepare also, not just for the day of his birth, but prepare always and also ever vigilant for the complete and final restoration of the entire universe that will come when he arrives again on that day of judgment. Through faith, you won't let it slip away. Through faith, you will see the day that Jesus will return. You will know it. It will be obvious. Through faith in Christ, in anticipation of, and in anticipation of his promise, that great day will be revealed to you in its fullness. This is what Paul announces to the Christians in Corinth. Even though Paul knows there are some failures that are still in that community, and even though he will, in 1 Corinthians, continue to point out some of the things that they are doing wrong and some of the places where they've taken missteps, he does say this to them: I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. We may take missteps, but if we remain faithful, if we keep focused on Christ Jesus, then we will be prepared. When he returns, he will find us awake. For we have heard the good news, and we will hear the good news again and again. It announces, and it keeps us faithful. So as we begin that journey now toward the birth of Christ, remain awake, remain faithful in Christ, so the day of his return will never catch us by surprise as it did Israel. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds on Christ Jesus. Let us take this opportunity to